Philadelphia area volunteers flocked to New Hampshire over the weekend to help give their preferred Democratic presidential candidates an edge in Tuesday's primary. That contest has extra urgency after the caucuses in Iowa failed to produce a clear front runner. WHYY's Nick Pugliese caught up with the supporters going door to door.
Stephanie McClellan is a Delaware native who traveled to New Hampshire on behalf of Joe Biden. She described yards plastered in political signs, TV reporters roaming the streets of Manchester, and voters trying to navigate the weighty political moment alongside their everyday lives.
You know, people come into their door in their bathrobes, you know, Sunday morning, with a cup of coffee in their hand, or they're, you know, fixing their car in their garage.
Polls suggest 2 out of every 5 voters in the Granite State could still change their minds about who to support. That's why a group of 30 college students from Penn, Drexel, and Rowan made the trip north on behalf of Bernie Sanders. Lily Iverson, a Drexel sophomore and New Hampshire native, described moving conversations with voters, including a woman who says she struggles to afford both food and medication for her children. Other interactions were more buoyant, like those with passing drivers who rolled their windows down.
And they were like, yeah, go Bernie, feel the burn. And you know what? I yelled back, I'm throwing my fist in the air.
Candidates who make a good showing Tuesday could gain momentum ahead of contests in Nevada and South Carolina later this month in the 14 Super Tuesday states that vote March 3rd. Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.